Hi, it's the 30th of August, 2019. Today we have the Four of Coins and the Sun and the Queen of Wands. Good times. Don't know what else to say about this happy spread. You deserve a good time, or someone wants to show you a good time. This is a social spread, a joyous occasion, the last party of the summer. This is a vacation you've been saving up for, or simply enjoying your life. Key word, simply. In the past position is the Four of Coins or Pentacles of the suit of Earth and concerned with all earthly and material things. Mars in Capricorn, Taurus in Virgo. The old time card shows a human literally hugging his money. He balances a large gold coin on his head because his arms, legs, hands, and feet are busy clutching his other three coins. Each foot rests on a large gold disc as if to prevent it from flying away, being stolen, or spent. This human is possessive, and it may not be just with money. This can talk about keeping yourself to yourself, but not in a good way. Thrifty card. This human looks to me like they're saving up for something or saving themselves for someone. The Sun is its own reward today. This is abundance, contentment, sheer joy de vivre. Where is the human on the Four is covered head to toe in somber, serious clothes and his or her money. The carefree, naked child riding a white horse is naked. The Four is about keeping things to oneself, even one's very self. This is not how the Queen of Wands rolls, however, which is a good thing for us. Upright, the life of the party, the Queen of Fire, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, is usually the center of attention wherever she goes, even professionally. This is a card for entertainers and theatrical types in general, whether on stage or stage managing any sort of event, whether a kid's birthday party or a high fashion runway show. While the Queen of Coins is usually the queen associated with shrewd financial management, the Queen of Wands is equally as smart with her money, but isn't the homebody the Queen of Coins is. This extroverted queen was born to be among us. This queen is a people person. This is a successful spread. If this is you, you've done a great job with what you have and have created a comfortable, independent life for yourself. The Queen of Wands often represents a single woman or man who is highly intuitive to the point of being downright psychic. On the old-time card, there is a black cat at her feet. Cats are, shall we say, extremely selective. So is this queen. She is selective about where, how, and when she spends her money and her time. Whatever she's doing, it's working for her and everyone else. She is very much in demand and desired. How can you possibly keep all that awesomeness to yourself? This is making other people's day a little brighter. This queen seems to always know how to motivate and inspire people, so this may be you or someone you're looking forward to seeing soon. Share the love or lust.